and stoned. We have my next guest, Hal Wolf.
Yes, sir.
President and CEO of HIMSS. Welcome to the air, my friend. Thank you, Hal.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me, Justin.
Appreciate you. I know that you've been under, I can't imagine what you've been going through for the last couple of weeks. I know it just wasn't, that wasn't a single decision. There's a lot that went into that. So we're grateful for you. I'm sure you're exhausted what you've been going through, but thank you for joining us on air today, my friend. Thank you.
It's our pleasure to be here. Our team at HIMSS has just been doing a phenomenal job and working so hard. A lot went into the preparation for HIMSS 20. Mm-hmm. And of course, we've got a lot of work we're doing right now and moving forward as well towards HIMSS 21. The lot in between. So we're thrilled here today to talk to you about it.
Yeah. No, and I do want to take a special point. This would have been my 23rd HIMSS to attend, but I've never met a more dedicated, thoughtful, strategic, hardworking team as the HIMSS organization. I respect you guys from top to bottom and what you deliver every single year to us. And I'll tell you one thing. I mean, I have the, you know, thought leaders and marketing directors and sales directors from very large organizations to very small organizations reaching out to me saying, you know, we just lost our biggest lead generator. We just lost our biggest collaboration event of the year. You know, what do we do? And so people are scrambling, but it's a testament to what the HIMSS organization has built over the last 58 years, or how many years have you guys been going? Do you know? Is it
50? Yeah. HIMSS has been around literally close to 60 now. And, you know, it was an unavoidable action that we had to take.
For sure.
But really, you're talking about protecting the health and safety of the global HIMSS community. The employees, our residents, our attendees, everyone who was involved with it. So it was tough. Yep. Because each HIMSS takes about 18 months,
right,
to plan and prepare for. This was going to be spectacular, no question about it. We feel very comfortable. We did absolutely the right thing.
Yes.
And I really appreciate your comment about our staff and our organization. I am so fortunate to have the opportunity to represent them here today. They have worked tirelessly in preparation for this week. And of course, they have been working even more so,
yes,
to make sure that everyone is settled and we move forward in a positive way. And we've heard that a lot, that a lot of people miss it, a lot of lead generation, a lot of business, of course, is done at HIMSS. And most importantly, a lot of tremendous thought leadership.
Yes.
And the ability to exchange ideas and the power of community together is one of the great hallmarks of HIMSS. We are a mission-based, member-led organization with over 80,000 members across the globe. And it was heartbreaking. And at the same time, it also underscores the value of the organization at the same time. So
it does.
Just terrific. And again, thank you for that compliment.
Yeah, it does underscore the value. So please share any thoughts or initial plans that you have for a virtual HIMSS 20.
You bet. Actually, we've been working very hard on it, and we're calling it HIMSS 20 Digital. We'll be launching it in full scale next week, but we actually kick it off tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
So what we've decided to do is we're taking the presentations from HIMSS. We're getting re-permission to utilize them. We hope to bring as many of the presentations forward for the community to see, not just in 1 week, but we'll spread it out over some time. And tomorrow at 12 noon Central Time, we're actually going to be having one of first live sessions. And this is going to be with Dr. Amy Compton Phillips, who's the Chief Clinical Officer for Providence. And she's going to be literally showing how her organization rapidly mobilized on the ground, because they are fundamentally ground zero for the COVID-19 epidemic. And we'll be doing a live video stream event with her. And she has some tremendous insights. We think it's going to be a great learning opportunity. And then we're going to have further updates on HIMSS 20. We'll be listing all of the events that will be coming up. And people will soon be able to find that on www.himsconference.org.
Fantastic. Thank you. I didn't realize you're launching all this tomorrow. So we're good. Great timing. Fantastic.
Well, we're kicking it off, and we're going to have a special section, obviously, on the COVID-19. We'll also be looking around the globe. There are other hotspots. They're dealing with it. There's some insights that people can gain as to what's happening on the ground and how to take care of it, and learnings from the hospitals themselves. We know that's of huge interest to our members, and we feel obviously rather close to the situation given our circumstance. And so we really want to turn it into a positive learning.
Fantastic. Thank you for that. So what's next for HIMSS this year? And obviously the virtual conference here, the HIMSS 20 Digital. But what's next for HIMSS, you know, later this year in 2021?
Yeah, well, it's a great question. We have a number of major initiatives underway. So first and foremost, we're going to continue to add as much value as possible to our members. It's very important for us on the thought leadership and learning, just like what we're launching tomorrow with HIMSS Digital. We've also recently been a part of the launch of the Global Consortium of eHealth on Interoperability. And this is literally an international coalition. The leaders of it are HIMSS, HL7 International, and IHE.
Excellent.
And fundamentally, it's dedicated to ensuring that digital health innovation and efficiency through interoperability deployment with the patient and the point of care gets information. It's available. You can have your information follow with you on a global basis and really put the highlight on the standards. This is critical. This is critical for the exchange of information, as your last guest was just talking. Mm-hmm. So we're excited about the consortium. ONE is involved in it and governments from around the world. We just recently put out our new definition on digital health. Now, digital health is a nebulous term. We really felt it was important for us to get some concrete feel around it. And we'll be announcing formally our digital health index, which utilizes a tremendous amount of the detail within the definition of digital health, over 1,200 data points. We'd be putting that out on the market so that fundamentally systems, hospitals themselves can start to assess their own digital health. And of course, HIMSS 21 in Las Vegas, March 1 through 5 next year. We're very excited about that. Mm-hmm. Everyone who had a registration this year at HIMSS 20, and this is our positive policy that we've always had, that's going to be applied to HIMSS 21. So if you have your registration this year, automatically know that it's going to be forwarded to HIMSS 21. And we're excited about welcoming a lot of people into Las Vegas next year.
Fantastic. I always love Las Vegas as one of the venues. So fantastic. It's going to be exciting. Excellent. So your predecessor, Steve Lieber, was very close to the show as I forwarded to your team yesterday. Steve always helped me kick off my HIMSS radio shows, starting with HIMSS 15. Stone, you were there, my producer here in the studio. So I'm not going to say how old we are, though, right?
No, please don't.
Been around too long. But I want to get to know you better. But also, what's your personal vision for my audience, your personal vision for the HIMSS organization over the next 3 to 5 years?
Yeah. First of all, it is great to know you, and I look forward to getting to know you even better. HIMSS is a special place. You know, our fundamental mission is to reform the global health ecosystem through the use of information and technology. And it was important, as you remember, a year ago, we split apart information technology into information and technology.
Yes.
Because just as you've heard multiple times today, it's how we use the information for the advancement and the betterment of care and care delivery, which now becomes one of our critical goals and opportunities, right? So the vision where every single person can have the full potential everywhere of their health, this is our goal. So what we are going to be focusing on for HIMSS is continuing to educate, bring together the best thought leadership around the globe, to create relationships with organizations like the WHO and other nonprofits like we are, in order to really improve health no matter where you are. So whether you're in a small village and you don't have access to infrastructure, or if you're in a large city and you happen to sleep next to infrastructure you don't have access to, or simply you do have access to your own information in the best, our goal, no matter what, is to realize the full health potential of every human everywhere. HIMSS is dedicated to it. It's why you see our staff so dedicated and hardworking. We believe in this mission, and we are going to do everything we can to continue to improve health around the globe.
I love it. That's fantastic. Impressive. So how long do you think this is going, you know, what does your next couple of months look like as you kind of close that, as you're just personally kind of managing, you've got the HIMSS Digital coming up, you've got just kind of navigating, now even kind of strategizing. As you said, it takes 18 months to pull an annual conference off. You have HIMSS 21 coming up. But what is, you know, in a day in the life of what you're looking at, what are some of the high points that you're going to be coming into in the next, you know, four weeks, 8 weeks?
Well, we're thrilled about launching HIMSS Digital, obviously, because it gives us a new platform to be able to continue the learning year round. We already do that through the HIMSS Learning Center, but we want to make it a more special environment. We're putting a huge emphasis on member value, and we'll be expanding our membership internationally. We've been expanding rapidly.
Yes.
So recently, a lot of our content has gone all the way out to 6 different languages. We're going to continue to expand that. That's very exciting for us.
Yes.
And then I think in the end, when you get back into what do we do every single day, well, we have more events. I mean, HIMSS Global Conference is fantastic. It's unbelievable in size and scope. But our European conference, the HIMSS Health 2.0 conference in Helsinki in June, we're going to hope that the virus situation and all the pressure it's putting on healthcare systems around the globe starts to rescind by June. So we're very focused on the Helsinki conference right now. And we'll continue with our webinars and other events for HIMSS, which are available at HIMSS.org, really to keep the thought leadership and the conversation going. And I do want to come back to the consortium really quick, Justin.
Yes.
This is very important. This is very important, Justin, for the ability of our ecosystem to begin to utilize information. We have got to get the standards communicated and shared. And that is the reason we took on the interoperability consortium that we're so proud of. So take a look at that over the next couple of days as the formal announcements of it kick off. We're very excited. We hope many groups will join and be able to share best practices on interoperability and standards.
Fantastic. That's a great position to be in. Hal Wolf, President and CEO of HIMSS, thank you very much, my friend, for joining the show and really sharing what you did. This is exciting to see what's coming up.
It's in Las Vegas.
Absolutely my honor, and we'll look forward to getting together.
You got it, and we'll certainly see you in Las Vegas, if not sooner. Thank you, Hal. Appreciate it.
Well.